I thought back to the night before, how the main thing on her mind must have been tending to my injury. It was perhaps understandable that she had dumped the gun at the door and then forgotten to do anything about it, but it was still negligent. I put the gun down again, quietly. She was still asleep when I went back to the room. I had to move carefully, trying to avoid causing the furniture to move any more than necessary in case the faint noise and motion woke her up. I found her greatcoat and rummaged through the pockets. Currency. Plenty of it. And a set of fully charged ammo cells for the plasma rifle. I stuffed the money and the cells into the pockets of the coat I'd stolen from Vadim, the one Zebra had found so interesting, and then dithered about whether to leave a note or not. In the end I found a pen and paper. After the plague, old-fashioned writing materials must have come back into vogue, scrawling something to the effect that I was grateful for what she had done, but I was not the kind of man who could wait 2 days, knowing I was being hunted, even though she had offered a kind of sanctuary. On my way out, I picked up the plasma rifle. Her cable car was parked where she had left it, in a niche adjacent to her complex of rooms. Again she had been hasty. The vehicle was powered, and its control panel was still aglow and awaiting instructions. I had watched her work the controls and judged that the action of driving was semi-automatic. The driver did not have to choose which cables to employ, just used the joysticks and throttle controls to point the vehicle in a particular direction and set the speed. The cable car's internal processors did the rest, selecting the cables which allowed the desired route to be achieved, or approximated with something approaching optimal efficiency. If the driver tried to point the car into a part of the canopy where there were no cables, the car would presumably reject the command, or pick a roundabout route which achieved the same ends. Still, maybe there was more skill to operating a cable car than I'd imagined, because the ride began sickeningly, like a small boat pitching in a squall. Yet somehow I managed to keep the vehicle moving forward, descending through the lattice-like enclosure of the canopy, even though I had no idea where I was going. I had a destination in mind, a very specific one in fact, but the night's activity had completely erased my sense of direction, and I had no idea where Zebra's apartment lay, except that it was near the chasm. At least now it was daytime, with the morning sun climbing up the side of the mosquito net, and I could see far across the city, beginning to recognize certain characteristically deformed buildings that I must have seen yesterday, from other angles and elevations. There was a building which looked uncannily like a human hand, grasping from the sky, its fingers elongating into tendrils which quickly merged with others from adjacent structures. Here was another which resembled an oak tree, and others which expanded into a froth of shattered bubbles, like the face of someone stricken by an awful pestilence. I pushed the car downwards, the canopy rising above me like an oddly textured cloud deck, into the unoccupied hinterland which separated canopy from mulch. The ride became rougher now, fewer purchase points for the cable car, and longer sickening slides as it descended down single strands. By now, I imagined Zebra would have noticed my absence. A few moments would suffice for her to verify the loss of her weapon, currency, and car. But then what would she do? If the game was pervasive in Canopy society, then Zebra and her allies could hardly report my theft. Zebra would have to explain what I had been doing in her place, and then Waverly would be implicated, and the two of them would be revealed as saboteurs. The mulch rose into view below me, all twisted roads and floods and barnacled slums. There were fires sending smoke trails into the air, and lights there now. At least I had hit an inhabited district. I could even see people outside and rickshaws and